Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Chris, and you are listening to the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful, and where I interview experts and millionaires in all different areas of business to help you explode your business as an entrepreneur. And if you've ever wanted to learn how to take your message global and reach more people, make more sales, and have more fun, make sure you head over to chrisgilbertson.com to learn more about Power Podcasting and then also for our interview today. And I'm so excited because Hollis Carter is the gentleman that I'm about to interview, and he has literally created a lifestyle for himself that most people dream of. He's not even in his 30s yet, and he lives here in Colorado, and for the most part, he skis about 100 to 140 days a year, depending on the snow here. He rock climbs, he sails, he mountain bikes, and then he has a few businesses on the side. And it's really cool because he's created literally multiple extremely successful companies. Just to mention a few, he's created Social Networking Empire, where he helps entrepreneurs create their own social networking site to grow their presence. He's also the founder of the HC Consulting Group that helps entrepreneurs in all areas of internet marketing, created Video Sharing Empire, Daily Deal Builder, and that's just to name a few. So he has truly created the lifestyle business of his dreams, and he's gone from running a hugely profitable software company, literally in the seven figures, and now he's recently transitioned into the Amazon Kindle world and the digital publishing space. In his current company, he's focusing on Velocity Publishing, helps authors take their message global and helps them with a simple process to help them get published. He's also created the perfect publishing system to help anybody be able to get that first book out of them. So without further ado, I'm so excited. I welcome Hollis Carter to the call. So how are you doing today, Hollis?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me and for that great introduction there. good to be here.
Excellent. Well, I'm really excited to have you. So I'd love for you just to share what, because, I mean, you really have done just some amazing things, and you're in a lot of different niches, and I'd love for you just to start, you know, share with us how you got introduced to internet marketing and got into that community.
Actually, I was in college about to graduate, and there was an ad in the paper for an internship where you could make up to six figures doing phone sales, and I ended up being in this guy's office who was doing some internet marketing and stuff. It was really interesting to kind of see what he was doing. And I was just kind of helping him sell this workshop where he taught internet marketing. And so by the time I got done with that internship, it was just a few months, I had a good idea of how to apply some of those things to some other business ventures. So what we ended up doing is me and my business partner at the time, my college roommate, we saved up some money and built a social networking site for K-12 schools. This is right when Facebook came out, and we knew it was going to be a pretty big thing. It was really changing the whole environment. So we made this whole thing and drove around to schools in suits and ties selling schools, and it was hot, and we were in Atlanta, Georgia. So didn't want to keep driving around selling face-to-face. So what we decided to do was take our idea of internet marketing and what we knew at the time and apply that. So I made like a 30-minute video explaining how we did this and put it on the internet and set up an affiliate program. I've never even built a website. It was very interesting building all these things and doing this over the course of a few beers at night. And then we set it up and woke up in the morning and we had sales already. We were like, wow, this actually worked. And then that grew over the next few years to quite a few different products. And then I found the whole shiny object syndrome hitting me. There's so many people wanting to get into different opportunities and do stuff. And I actually went on a heli-skiing trip into British Columbia last March. And on my way back, I read the book The Alchemist. And when I landed, I decided I was going to get rid of all the shiny objects and kind of decided just to focus on doing one thing and doing it really well. And that was something that I saw to be a really big change, and that is this whole digital publishing thing. I got my Kindle, and I wasn't a big reader, and then I started reading a lot and growing a lot of new ideas and things I could take action on. I'm carrying a whole library with me on my travels. And then I found out about how these basically publishing companies actually worked, where they were giving authors almost no cut of the money, and not really doing much for them. And then now they're all getting sued by the Department of Justice too. So a lot of things lined up. I was like, I think we could come in here and really help get some really good messages from authors out quickly So me and my partner on this kind of basically put on our own little chemistry experiment in the Amazon place, and it worked. First book that we launched together, we did about 20,000 sales in the first, I believe, 14 days. It was pretty cool. We hit number 10 on all of Amazon for paid books. And so the experiment worked, and then that kind of spiraled into two new businesses, one being our publishing company, where we actually take authors who are already out there and build out their funnels and really help increase their exposure. And then the other one, the Perfect Publishing System, we kind of developed a way where it really means a lot to be able to call yourself a best-selling author. It speaks volumes. You've always heard, like, you know, a book is the best business card. Well, it's like that, but saying you're number one best-selling author just speaks volumes. It might take you a lot of time to actually get through and, you know, actually implement when you're having to prove prove your credibility or your street credit, where you just say, I'm a number one best-selling author, and it kind of does the walking and talking for you. So we've been able to take a lot of people, whether they've written a book before or not, but kind of following the systems we've figured out and get them to do that as well. And that's kind of our main focus right now, is just getting the best information out to the people and making a lot of best-selling authors while we're at it.
That is awesome. I mean, and those are some massive numbers. I mean, to hit that, I mean, just with your first launch with that, that's so exciting. So where do you see right now with the digital space? Because there's a lot of people talking right now, you know, you got to get an iTunes, you got to get an Amazon, you got to get your message out there with these big distribution channels. Do you see a bigger trend with this digital publishing world for everyone in different industries?
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's because for so long a book has had this value and it's been placed on it because of the only way it was distributed through, you know, bookstores and traditional models and the printing press. But now a lot of those numbers can be reduced. We can get more people are, you know, we're in the information age. We're getting a lot of information now that we've got, you know, the Amazon platform with 300 million people with their credit card on file to buy these books. You know, that being the biggest one, then you've got the Nook and iBooks, all these different areas in which people can go get this information rapidly and repeatedly. It works really well, and I think if people aren't tapping into that platform, they're missing out on one of the biggest areas. I actually kind of view Amazon as Google in the way I used to when I would go run, say, like a Google ad or something like that to try to get traffic to a website or, you know, a business. Now I can do that with my books and do it way more efficiently. Instead of spending money on Google, I'm actually getting paid by Amazon to get these leads. And that's kind of the secret sauce behind the model that we've really implemented.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that makes so much sense. It's like you already have, I mean, there's so many people already in Amazon, already looking for people, used to already spending their money, and then you put your book in there, that's your advertising. It's just driving traffic a different way. So I know you've cracked the code, but can you share some of the just kind of the basic ideas of what it takes to get into Amazon and how you help entrepreneurs do that?
Yeah. So this is one of the things I'm not going to why it's, you know, one of those get rich quick kind of things, because that's really not what this we figure out is. It does take some work. Like, I mean, our course, I believe it takes about 8 weeks to go through it. A lot of people only end up doing a small amount of it. We've had someone, one of our students actually, who'd never even published a book. She hit number 4 on Amazon. It was Hunger Games, and then her Dinners for Two book, and she had never done a book or anything.
They
hadn't even gone through the whole course. And a lot of it's the live forum and stuff where people exchange information, and they end up learning things that we don't even know existed because we're all kind of working at the same goals. We do put a fair amount of time into it, but the stuff that really works quickly and easily to make happen that I think a lot of the other people miss is the stuff we learned from doing the direct response internet marketing stuff, and that is testing. Like, we actually go out and we test different covers. Instead of just saying, oh, this is a pretty book cover, that's one we're going to use, we'll go out and put a little budget on a few ads, and we'll run some ads and see which ones actually get clicks, because that's essentially what they are inside the Amazon environment. Then, you know, we'll crowdsource out and find out how to, you know, what's the title that appeals to people the most, and we'll test that. Test all the funnel things so that when we actually do go into a promotional phase, we know that it works, and it's what people want. It's not just our assumption of what people want. And that's one of the more beneficial things is just testing these elements and getting it done and figuring out methods to do it really efficiently without spending a lot of cash when you're in the initial phases. But compared to a traditional publishing where you have to print a book and then put it on a shelf and see how it does, it's a lot more sense. And then the other really, really big thing is social proof. People really want to know that they're not the only one buying this book and leaving a review and that kind of thing. So this is kind of a cool statistic. The last book we launched, just under 10% of people left an actual review on the site, which is really, really rare. I can actually pull this up and kind of see how many reviews we have at the moment. We launched this book about 2 weeks ago. And this is, I actually got called by Amazon wanting to know how we did this because we had the most reviews in production to the amount of purchases that they've ever seen. So right now we've got a 6-star rating with 1,900 customer reviews.
Oh my goodness.
So
that was
fully manufactured. Because we thought about, we really need people to give us a review and tell us what to think about it. So within the book, we built kind of an incentive system for people to leave reviews, whether they're good or bad, where we'll give them a little something extra to do that and show them exactly how. So that we can be up, somewhere around 1,900 reviews right now. Actually, 1,900 on the bat.
So. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Now, do you teach that in your course, that strategy to help other authors do that as well?
Yeah, that's one of the main ways we drive people up the charts is because, Amazon has its own voting system, essentially, and that's actual sales, customer reviews, and there's a combination of things that make up how they rank the books, and it changes by the hour, which is why I really like it because it's a very truthful system of ranking where when you follow the rules, you can do really, really well, whereas with some of the other bestseller lists, they're kind of political. And it's like, who knows who gets their name in the right spot, where this is based on a set of specific numbers, sales, reviews, so on and so forth. And we figured out how to do that with free books, paid books, all the different angles. And the reason we actually made the course is my partner, Johnny Andrews, he had a young daughter, and she came out premature and ended up having to figure out how to make $30,000 really quickly to pay for this crazy surgery. And, he had the talent of writing, so he started kicking out books and figured out how to make this a way to supplement that. But he went and found a bunch of different courses that he found through Google and stuff on how to, do well on Amazon. And they ended up getting him banned because they taught him techniques that Amazon doesn't allow. And that's one thing to really keep in mind when playing in the Amazon world. It's all based on trust, and you have to produce really good content and it's not a place for sneaky marketing tactics. It's a place for strategies that work well and provide value. Most of the courses out there will teach you how to put 400 PLR books out that sell a few a month, and you can maybe make, $1,000 a month or something like that. But the way we look at it is it's a lot easier to do one book really well and then release a series of books behind that platform instead of trying to do 450 crappy books. So a lot of different methods, and the desires are different, too. Like, I might have someone who says, I have a chiropractor business, and I'm just looking to beat my competition. How can I do that? Or I'm a real estate agent competing over houses, and I can't do it. How can I do that? Like, well, if you're a best-selling author, that would that give you that leverage you needed? And that's a quick way to do it. Some people do it strictly for generating leads for their business because when they buy the book, now it's one of their customers, and they came in, and they get to learn more about their personality, what they're doing. And then, that there's definitely a few different ways that we can use this, just how we have in other markets. But I believe it's just so transparent in the world now that instead of, I call it like the day of the free report is dead. Everyone in the whole world used to teach, give away a free report on your website to build an email list and go, well, people are pretty much over that. They've seen it. So they're so immune to it. But now, we're getting 20,000 people to spend $4 on a book and then join the list. And so there's a lot of ways that that this has a lot of crossover into how people perceive the value and are delivered value. And you can produce a very long-term ongoing business. That's my favorite part about this is there's not, I've done the whole internet marketing launch model, and you launch something, blow it up, and then you're dead again. You launch something, blow it up, and you're dead again. This just completely reoccurs, and Now we tell people we don't do this just, you know, on the idea of making money. It's more the benefits that come with publishing a book in this way.
Right.
But the great thing about Amazon is, you know, after 60 days, you're getting a check every single month from them. And it's a great company to work with.
Oh, that's just so cool. And I love your perspective on that, just with the long-term strategy of how you can reach people and just the whole new wave of how things are changing, too, with the internet marketing world and then how to position yourself as even a bigger expert with Amazon. It's just that's so exciting.
Hi, this is Chris, and you're listening to The Chris Gilbertson Show, and this is the Hollis Carter interview, where Hollis is sharing with you how to become a number one best-selling author on Amazon and how it can truly change your business and how this is the new wave of building your list for your business and turning prospects into clients through being a number one best-selling author. And if you want to learn more about this process, Hollis has been amazing and opened this up for my audience, because this is the course that he's talking about here. He doesn't sell publicly. You can't find it anywhere. So if you want to learn more about this, he's put together a private webinar that goes over all the details, how he helps authors, and the whole process of how they're able to have all these amazing case studies and success stories be for authors they're currently working with. Head over to mybestsellersystem.com. Again, that's mybestsellersystem.com, or you can head over to chrisgilbertson.com, click on the blog section on my website, and search for Hollis Carter, and you'll find all the details on him and the links to be able to get access to that private webinar revealing his best-selling system. So again, I encourage you to check it out. It is going to rock your world. And again, you're listening to Chris with The Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And I look forward to hearing your best-selling story and seeing you on Amazon.
Now, for the new person getting started that's never written a book, do you suggest they do a free book first, or should they go straight for, you know, having a paid book on Amazon?
Well, there's two very key things to know about that. What we do is we call it pulsing, where we actually pulse, use free for people who maybe don't have as much of a budget or their own platform to drive traffic, as a way to get free traffic from Amazon. Now, free customers do something really great and also not so great. One thing is they help drive you up the list, because they look at free downloads almost the same as paid ones when they're ranking you on the page. What we're trying to do is get the same thing as being on the front page of Google. When Amazon recognizes your book is moving, they're going to say, people who like this also like this, and put you on their home page and send emails out for you, and they're going to really work hard to help you sell more once you start selling. But the perceived value of that is a little different. The customers we find aren't as high of a quality in that space, as far as the amount of ones who are going to leave you a review and contact you and follow up and do more business. But if your only goal is to be a best-selling author, that's okay. Because what we'll do is we'll generally do what we call a free pulse to get it up into a certain state, and then we'll switch it back over to a paid book. And then we go through a series of other techniques to keep it there. And the whole idea is to find your buoyancy point in which you float in Amazon without spending any money, and they're going to be the ones driving the traffic and doing the promotion for you. So usually you can figure that out pretty quickly, where you float. Like, you know, if we have a book that floats around 200, we can usually, with a pulse, get it back up into the top 100, top 100, top 10 really fast, and you kick it back down again, and you can watch it float back and forth. Just by doing free pulse, you can put it in the Kindle Select program. There's a lot of things, and the cool thing is, very, very, like, I'm very computer illiterate, actually. And when I log into the Amazon Direct Publishing area, it's just a simple, easy platform to use. And that's why I've been kind of excited. Like, our best students right now are actually mostly, like, elderly women who just have cookbooks. Who don't have, you know, computer skills. So that's kind of cool. I sent Johnny a text message yesterday. Like, I'm in Amazon right now, and 18 of the top 20 in cooking, food, and wine are our students. And that was, like, kind of cool to see, you know, the people when they're doing that. So something we always, like, enjoy, that it's people with real good content that can do it and want to share that with people, which I really like.
Right.
The other thing is, we actually have people like there's a great example of the book, The Man Cave, is one of our students, which a lot of people have seen floating around on the Amazon platform quite a bit. That's actually written in the pen name Matt Thompson by one of the students, who's a woman, who just actually gets those books outsourced following some of the methods we show. to do that but do quality and not spend an arm and a leg on it. And a lot of that has to do with the resources you use and the verbiage you use, like, for instance, calling it a report, not a book, when you're getting the initial outline done can save you a lot of money just by changing the wording there.
Smart.
So, you know, it's been 3 years and playing around in here and learning, and just getting back from New York, meeting with, you know, the head of Amazon Publishing and then Kindle Direct Publishing and CreateSpace, and learning how it all works and how they're still evolving too, but their vision for it is beautiful, and we're just trying to align ourselves as well as we can, just so it can be a long-term, very beneficial partnership, because they're the most trusted site to bring, or most trusted retailer in the world, which is a huge thing to be partnered with someone like that. Which kind of brings me to the other question we always get, is like, you know, why don't you do Nook or iBooks, which we have done and we're not opposed to doing, but if I'm going to spend an hour a day working on a promotion, I'm going to do it where there's 300 million people compared to where there's a very, very small percentage of it. I think they have over, I don't know what it is like today, but over 50% of that whole market in one area. So if you can go there and their platform is something really good, I think the other ones will catch up and we'll move over there eventually. Right now, as far as the whole minimum movement, maximum impact, I just don't see that being a big desire for us at the moment.
Perfect. Are you able to share any just kind of the future of what Amazon, I mean, because that makes so much sense. That's like a perfect partnership, and Amazon is. It's just an amazing company. But do you, like, any insights for kind of the future trends that you see happening?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it having to do with, so you're kind of familiar with when you get in there, and, you know, I try to say this briefly, as I said, the course actually is fairly in-depth, is like, you know, when you're talking about the recommended stuff, is a huge part of their algorithm. When you get in there, it's a custom page, you know, built around your buying habits in the past, and the things you've done, the things you've clicked on, things you've ordered, stuff in your wish list. And so we really do spend a lot of time thinking about how we can best get our books recommended to the best customers. So this is one of our big kind of theories slash, you know, strong points we stick to when working at Amazon, is always quality over quantity. So I'd much rather have 2,000 people buy my book and then, you know, join my email list, you know, through that book than 200,000 who just opted in for free report somewhere else. That quality is so good. It's going to go a really long way. And a lot of this stuff can be applied to other stuff like music and different things in those industries, you know, just operating within that platform. But with Amazon, it's all about trust. You can try different things, but you want to just ensure to be open and honest with them on what you're doing and that your intentions are clear when they see what you're doing. If you go around and go buy a bunch of master resale rights books and post a ton of them up on there, they're going to know your only goal is to make some money. You're not trying to add value to their customers' lives. And that's what they're really looking for. And if they can see that, then they'll go run ads for you and spend their own money to help you out. So that's kind of, you know, it's the way they work. So it's really good to stay.
That's amazing. I had no idea that they go that far with that. And really, I love the ethics behind it. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because I don't think a lot of people know that about Amazon, how it really works, and just even the ranking system. That's really cool to know, because then you really do know. Like, you really are in the top 10 for the right reasons. So that's so exciting. Now, I've got a really silly question. So, you focus on Kindle, but if you don't have a Kindle, can people still download? Because I'm not tech savvy at all. I mean, I teach technical stuff, but I'm not tech savvy either, so I'm just curious how that works.
Yeah, and that's actually the very first part of our course. Like, that's a whole week of the course. And everyone in the world, pretty much, if they have a smartphone, an iPad, a computer, they have a Kindle. All you have to do is download the free Kindle app. So basically, the kind of way I look at it is Amazon made the decision to come out with a physical product like the Kindle and then realized, crap, we are not Apple. We're Amazon. So we don't need to be doing that. Their kind of way to come back around to it was, hey, we'll let all those Apple products and smartphones and Androids all become instant Kindles. So you download the free Kindle app, and now you're in that marketplace, and it's easy to do. That's how we'll actually teach people on the internet, hey, we've got this Kindle book, you can get it, here's how to download the app, here's how to do it, we'll walk them through it, you know, with the email swipes and stuff we use. so that we can get book sales from other environments by showing them that they could do that, which is cool because actually our statistics on the last book, over half the readers and purchases are actually coming from iPad, not Kindle. So.
Really, that's really cool. I love that how technology, you don't have to have it to be able to get it. It's so cool. Now, do you have any suggestions on the best apps for people to find those and for authors to use for promoting their book?
There's only one. You just use the Amazon Kindle app. They made it. It was released by Amazon for free. I have a Kindle. I also have an iPhone, I have an iPad, and a computer, way too many devices. And the same Kindle app is on all of them, so all my books are there no matter what. So if I'm, I was coming home from the Southern Bluegrass Festival yesterday, and I was like, significant little guy, I read it on my iPhone, read my Kindle on my iPhone, and it was there. So I also have it on my Kindle, on my computer, and it syncs all up in your account with them. And if you're a Prime member, you get benefits of free books and stuff in there, which is another cool thing. I'll try not to. There's a lot that you said about this. But what they do is they actually pay the authors for those borrowed books. So, if you're a Prime member in that select program, you can lend books for free and borrow books. And they actually pay the authors out on those. Like, I think we got about $2 per borrow. And I can actually tell you how many borrows we did last month. It's in the thousands of borrows, and that's just people getting the book for free, but Amazon's paying you out on that, which is really, really cool.
You're kidding me. Can you explain that a little bit more? So what do you mean exactly by borrowing it?
Okay, so let's just see how many borrows I have here. Give you a number. All right, so when you're a Prime member, you can go look at a book and you can borrow it. You can borrow it from one of your friends or from what they call their Kindle Lending Library. So you get it for a period of time to read. Remember, it's absolutely free. But the cool part is they don't cut the publishers and authors out of it. They actually pay us. It's a different amount every month based on how many people are in the program. So last month there was a $600,000 pot that all the authors kind of split up, and that worked out to about $2 per book for borrows, which was a really cool thing to see that all kind of unfold and work.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is so amazing.
Yeah, so this month it looks like we had 1,545 people borrow the book, which means, since this was a book in the health space, someone who was like maybe sent it to someone to borrow or they found it in the lending library. So a lot of different ways to and I don't actually focus ever on the $3.99 book being where we're making our money. It's more of really beneficial to get paid to have a new customer and a new person on our list. Because, no one's going to – you can make a significant amount of money selling $3 books. You sell a lot of them. But at the same time, you always want to think a bigger picture. And that's what we try to really help people get that mindset to understand that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just love this concept because that's exactly what I do with coaching my clients with podcasting. It's that bigger picture, that bigger idea of what you're providing value for and then how you can grow your list. Oh, my gosh, it's so exciting. This is just so cool. I had no idea how big, definitely with Amazon, what is in here for people to be able to do. And I'm curious, so I know you talked, is there like a certain price point, though, that you suggest for people to start with then? Like you have your free part and then you, put it back into paid. But like should it be under $10 or what do you suggest?
Yeah, so there's two things. There's agency pricing, which you're going to see that's your traditional publishers charging way too much. For a digital book where people know didn't cost them anything to print. That's why they're all being sued by the Department of Justice for price fixing. So we stay away from the agency pricing model. And it comes back to testing again. You're going to look at the different categories. We call it running up the flagpole or leveling up. If you go into, to Amazon's website, you'll see how it's broken down by different categories. Like, I'll actually pull this up so I can read it off here so it makes sense to anyone listening. So I come to books. I'm going to Kindle books. You can see on the side there's different things. So if I'm going to come here to nonfiction, which is one of the bigger categories, which I'm not number one anymore, but I was last week. I'm number nine. But anyway, that's about good. But you come in here and you'll see it's actually broken down by other categories. So we'll start at the bottom. Like you could be cooking food and wine. Like I'll click on that. So that's one category. And within there, there's more, really baking, hampers. So I'll get down to the smallest one, which I'm number one, cooking food and wine, which is nice. And number five and six. And this is constantly changing, which is really cool. Let's say we came into cooking food and wine. Now, let's say it's just about baking. I can get down again and start comparing the other prices that exist in here and how that works. And I'll kind of measure that around. And then we'll actually just straight up test, because in the KDB platform, you can change it on the fly and see what happens, basically. It's a little different than where you're running your own sales page, where you could maybe run a couple versions, send 1,000 people, and see what happens. Here you can change it and run it for a specific period of time. The traffic's pretty consistent, so you see what happens and you change it. But we found 99 cents is this crazy impulse buy price point where you can drive a ton of sales, and really, you know, Apple figured that out with testing the apps, that 99 cents is that price point. So far, our best price point, but this is also, you know, one that we executed really well after trying it a few times, is $3.99. We've had success with $6.99. There really isn't a specific way I can do this in under an hour. We map it out. There's kind of a pattern that we figure out how to follow. You start here, move here, pulse it there. But the main thing isn't the price. It's where you sit on the bestseller list for Amazon, because that's exactly a direct component of how much traffic you're going to get.
Ah, perfect. That's amazing. So exciting. Now, do you, because I'm in Amazon kind of messing around in here too right now, what do you think about the Audible? Are you guys going to, do you have courses that teach people with audiobooks as well?
We don't have a course at the moment. We show you how to do it. But this is kind of like our method. So publishing EDU is kind of the area which Velocity House is our publishing company, where we get to really play some cool experiments and play with authors who have very large email lists and access to PR stuff. And we get to play with a lot of traffic and figure out what works. So I'm actually in conversation with a few other Audible companies on exactly what's the best transition, how to transition to physical to get another boost of traffic and all that. And the way we normally do it is we'll kick our members from the Perfect Publishing System over at Publishing EDU. We'll say, hey, you know, we just ran this test for the last 3 weeks, and this is what happened. We made another module on how to go physical, or, you know, how to go near audiobook. And the amount of effort, and everything falls on the minimum movement, maximum impact thing. So we kind of run it through an equation first, like, is it worth our time to do this, to go audio, and we're only going to get this many sales, and this is the end result, versus putting more time into promoting more on our digital side. So we kind of try to make sure everything fits that mold before we release a course on it.
Oh, that's so, I love it. Minimum movement for maximum output. I love it. You're like, we have an equation specifically for that. Well, that's so great. This is so amazing. So what else can you share with us about, you know, what you're working on and how you're helping authors with Amazon?
I mean, really the biggest thing is we kind of can target a specific outcome, whether that's they want a lot of publicity, they want to build a really big responsive platform or list, they want to sell a ton of books. And it's been really enjoyable to be able to dial that in and say, hey, this is what we want to achieve and this is how to do it. Like the last author, we've got her booked, you know, out the wazoo on PR shows and interviews and stuff, and we have the fun ability of telling them all no right now, and putting it off until we kind of set this arbitrage that we figured out. So her goal is wanting to be famous, so that was, you know, what we did with the book. We've had other people who don't want to be in the limelight at all, but they want to build a big customer list. So we kind of angle it based on the desired outcome. You can pretty much produce the result you want. You know, obviously, results not typical. There's, you know, everything's different in every different industry. And the way you go. And that's a big, big thing, is there's a huge difference between fiction and nonfiction. Both really fun. We play in both the spaces. But the way you attack it is different. Obviously, the readers are reading for a different reason. And the way you attack it is going to be different for each of those. So picking the market is huge. Obviously, we've had a really good time in the health and cooking niche. Has been probably, I could say, the most profitable of everyone we've touched. We've also done personal finance, vampires, romantica, you know, you name it. So.
Oh, that's, what about some of the other, like the real estate, finance, what about like self-help? Any suggestions on those niches at all? Or?
These are great niches. Kind of the top ones are going to be the ones that so people are familiar with probably on, you know, this podcast on internet marketing, which we call the pinky nail of the arm of nonfiction. It's teeny, 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 won't really sell very well. Whereas stuff that's more mass market, like a personal development or self-help book, does hugely well. Cooking, food and wine, health and fitness, really good stuff. Real estate. Gianni McQuinn on this, he's actually under his actual name, you can see Johnny Andrews, and there he is. His first test that really worked well was his story of how he went from, you know, homeless to doing really well with his online businesses. So he didn't teach internet marketing, he stole the story of what he did with the money to do that, and that worked really well for us in that space. And that was in personal finance. I remember being at an internet marketing event, and Johnny's texting me pictures of himself sitting on top of Mark Kiyosaki and Rich Dad Poor Dad. I actually just went looking up. He's number one in that category right now. So, and that one's $2.99. So,
that is just awesome. This is so exciting, and I'm just so glad that you guys have just paved the way and you've got it all figured out. It's so exciting. I mean, it sounds like all of your students are just rocking it in Amazon. So, my question is, how long does it take to get approved with Amazon and get set up? I mean, once you've got your, you know, your manuscript and your book ready.
It's going to be different for every single person. What I'm telling you is that you will be the bottleneck far before Amazon will be. Kind of show you how to format the book and upload it and everything. That's pretty easy stuff. We've had it turn, like, it actually keeps getting faster and faster. When we first started, sometimes it would take up to a week to get through the whole process, but we did it the other day, and we had the intention of it taking a week, and then we noticed that it was already live, like, the next morning. So they're really speeding up on their direct publishing system of the approval process and all the stuff that goes there. It's been pretty cool to see the growth and all that. So really, it's about as fast as you can go.
Wow. Now, in your course, do you then teach all your authors how to do, I know you said you've got, you know, the secret strategies to help people get ranked, but do you also teach them marketing and how to market this book out and all the other platforms as well?
So we, once again, kind of the maximum, or minimum movement, maximum impact, like, here's how you could do it if you want to go over to Nook, or, you know, the Barnes & Noble stuff, but there's really no point in doing it yet, because there's just so many more eyeballs in this other spot that any time and effort you put in there is just not going to be worth it yet. Not to say that it won't be in the near future, but at this point in time, we recommend that you don't. Just for the amount, everybody is blessed with the same amount of hours every day, and we want to make sure we're using them the best we can. So.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Well, before we end here, do you have any other advice that you can share for our listeners on getting published with Amazon?
The main one thing to remember, especially if you've been through any other courses or trainings or workshops that talk about this, is really know that there's a customer on the end of it. Like, you know, oh, cool, we sold $20,000. That's 20,000 real people. So always know that there's someone real reading that book. And if you have that intention, Amazon will see that. They're going to help you out. And we've literally seen Amazon blast their email list with some of the cookbooks. Because it was some good recipes that people were enjoying. So if you keep in mind that you're dealing with real customers, not just numbers, you can see some really cool things happen for you. And it can happen really quickly as long as you have the good intentions with what you're trying to do.
That's so exciting. That just made me think of another question for you. So with your course and what you're teaching, do you help people – because I know you were talking about how you've got some of your clients that are outsourcing, you know, having ghostwriters. But do you help them kind of in their book teach them how to turn those people then into you know, clients and take them from the book into their, you know, their sales funnel and bring them into their business?
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, that was our original intention. Of course, that was the only outcome we were trying to produce for people. And the people didn't even need to go any further because they just got so satisfied with book sales that they just kept it there. But, you know, it is exactly what we pretty much show people how to do, where to get the ghostwriters, how to filter through them and get the right ones, and really dialing in that, which I can tell you is a hell of a learning process, but you can get 93 years of mistakes and trials and tribulations and money spent. You can just, you know, take that and run with it and not have to do it yourself. It's kind of nice. So he's experienced all the stuff from being banned to following that information and stuff. So it's been a work in progress, and now it's great to have the relationship we do and have the students we do and the clients.
You're just listening to the interview with Hollis Carter, where he is explaining what he is currently working on with now, helping entrepreneurs take their message into Amazon, become a number one best-selling author very quickly, and being able to turn incredible profits from their book sales. However, more importantly, being able to craft your message the right way to bring readers into your business as clients. And Hollis has been gracious enough to open this program up to my audience. This is a private program. This is not publicly marketed, and because they're having such success with it and they want to work so closely with these authors to help them explode their business. It's kind of a little bit of a hybrid model where you get the eight modules that go through the course, but then you also have a forum of other authors that have already made it to number one to help you through the ranks, as well as Hollis and his business partners in the forum as well to connect with. So this truly is an amazing, amazing opportunity to be able to dominate Amazon, get the right coaching, get the right teaching, and like Hollis said, just really minimize that learning curve. So I put together a private link for you. If you guys head over to mybestsellersystem.com, again, that's mybestsellersystem.com, or head over to chrisgilbertson.com and click on the blog section and click on the Hollis Carter interview, and that will have all the information there for you to sign up for a free webinar that goes into all the details on the program and how he's helping these authors and some amazing case studies. I mean, some of these authors that have never been an author before are just doing phenomenal things on Amazon. So I'm so excited for you. So again, head over to chrisgilbertson.com. And again, you're listening to the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful to share tips, advice to help you explode your business as an entrepreneur, and you go out and make it a great day.